Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hey, Miles. John Woods, Tech ID 14912, Redwood Construction, regarding order number.
I'm ready for that order number whenever you have it available.
071150, E as in Edward, 3.
Okay, thank you. And this order is for William Ostadek at 14301 First National Bank Parkway, Suite 308, Omaha, Nebraska, 68154. And how can I assist you with this order today, John? How can I assist you with this order today, John?
I'm calling to report a breeze code.
Okay, let's see here. And I'm ready for that breeze code.
It is 261-665-261.
That was 261-665-261. And what is this breeze code? What is this breeze code for?
This is a dishwasher that's throwing an error code E3, and I have done a follow-up service call, and the product is defective.
Let's see here. Okay, and I've noted that information. And is the customer going to contact the store to request a replacement unit?
Best Buy is going to reach out to the customer. I verified that when I spoke to them.
Okay. And you were calling to request a trip charge for a non-install related service call?
Honestly, I felt like one had been already approved by my supervisor. I was just calling to advise you of the breeze code, but if you don't see any remarks on there by my supervisor, sure, I would request that.
Okay.
And I don't know if there's a different price for a service call versus a trip charge, but it legitimately was a service call.
Okay, let's see here. Was it approved by your supervisor or area manager?
Yes. To me, that's the same thing. Jeffrey Rader, Roder.
Okay. Let's see here. And do you know who you spoke with at the DOD?
Yes, I do. It was Nick. I can't say his last name, but I can spell it for you.
It's okay. I don't need a last name, but thank you.
Yep. That is so you. Dune buggy had a pull. There's Jimmy Bass. Dune buggy had a pull.
Well, thank you for your patience.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm gonna go ahead and reach out to the customer.
I do not want you to reach out to the customer. Please do not do that.
Why?
because the customer is going to be angry, and I should have called this in yesterday, and he's going to get to kick another phone call, and he's already had 6 phone calls on this, and he's not a happy camper about continuing to be called. I've done everything I was supposed to do, and Best Buy said that they're going to follow up and order another unit for him and reach out to him when there's an available date on it, so I'm not sure why are we calling the customer.
No, I'm supposed to call the customer in this type of a scenario.
Okay, do what you got to do. I'm just telling you what's going to happen, and this is going to throw acid on a bad situation, gasoline on the fire. But go ahead. That's fine. Do what you got to do.
Okay. I mean, if I call the customer and he takes it out on me, I mean, that's fine. It's not going to fall back on you in a bad way.
Yes, it will, because when there's a survey sent out there, I'll get a negative survey.
Well, I mean, I think in a lot of cases, those types of negative surveys in some cases get overlooked because it's understood that that we have customers that you can't make happy. And
okay.
It's understood, you know, so that you have these customers out there and they're going to complain and complain regardless of if we kiss their feet and bend over backwards. Like if you went out to their house for free of charge and you did everything that you took things off of your truck, you used parts that you paid for and told the customer, no, don't worry about it. I'm trying to provide you with good customer service. So you take things that you could spend $100 on additional parts to try to fix their problem. You could leave on a Sunday, take time away from your family and the things that you your rest and relaxation, and go out to the customer's residence, and the customer, they could still not be happy. They could still complain. They could still give you a negative review. When you went out of your way to try to accommodate them and took time out of your personal lifetime when you're not even supposed to be working to go help them, and they would still give you a scathing negative review. So in a lot of cases, it's understood that those reviews that the customers give, it's not always, you know, something that we can rely on as being accurate and true about a bad experience. Because we have these customers, because there's people out there in the world that no matter if you kiss their feet, bend over backwards, give them the shirt off your back, your last bit of food, and anything that you do from give them the last dollar out of your wallet, they're still not going to be happy, and they're still going to raise Cain and write a scathing review about how bad this person is when you took the shirt off your back when it was below 0 degrees. You gave them your jacket, and you were freezing. You were freezing about to get hypothermia, but you gave them your jacket to try to keep them warm, and they're still going to say that you did that. You are a horrible person, and that you're just terrible when you almost died from hypothermia trying to make sure they stayed warm. So you don't have anything to worry about, John. There's nothing for you to worry about in that type of a scenario. Because we know that there's customers out there that no matter what you do, you cannot please them. There's just people out there that you just cannot please, no matter how good of a customer service you try to give them. And if they want to yell at me, scream at me, tell me I'm the worst person in the world for calling them, that's fine. Yeah. That's what I'm here to do. I'm here to get beat up, get cussed at, get yelled at, whatever it may be, just to make sure that I do my job properly and try to provide the best customer service I can.
Okay.
But I completely understand your concern as well, not wanting that negative review. But if I don't call the customer, then what I'm going to get back from the if I sent this over and said John needs this non-install related, you know, service call trip charge, and I don't call the customer, our team at home office are going to send me an email and say, customer wasn't contacted. We can't give the tech his non-install related service, trip charge for the service call until you call the customer and verify the information that the tech told you about what happened at that customer's residence. And then I could get in trouble.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and call the customer, and I'll be back with you as quickly as possible.